Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we'll hear from Rusty Harden. He's actually going to face the media types shortly right here on Sports Radio 610 next 30 minutes. We'll hear from Rusty. Here is Rusty Harden talking about the mindset of quarterback Deshaun Watson.
I mean, if you're the average citizen that's never been caught up in anything like this, is insane. I mean, that's really his reaction. When I told him of that first allegation in the third lawsuit that somehow he used force in something, I didn't know him at the time. When I told him, he was in disbelief. He asked me two or three times, I forced her? He'd go, and then he just started crying. That's his reaction.
All right, that's Rusty Harden right here on Sports Radio 610. Your reaction to everything we just took in, because we took in some emerging facts, some emerging questions. We finally heard, Tony Busby's done most of the talking, but we finally heard from the defense. When you hear all that, what goes through your mind now, 17 days away from the NFL draft and about a month or so into these Deshaun Watson allegations, courtesy of the 22 accusers and Tony Busby?
Well, Rusty Harden in particular, I thought was real strong. Him talking, painting this picture is what he's trying to do of Deshaun Watson. Actually, sort of building a case against Tony Busby's strategy. Tony Busby's not on trial here, but building a case against what he's, you know, what he's put out there in press conferences and statements, et cetera. I thought Rusty Harden was very, very effective. Now, I don't know how effective that'll be and what's behind it in terms of facts. You know, that's what he's leaning on heavily. But I think some of the, especially the first one, Leticia Quinones, it was strong. It was impressive. She had a lot of passion. But she was really just being a character witness to Deshaun Watson for the time that she has known him. 49 years old, said she could be his mother. Literally, she said that. Well, this is something that, you know, a figure like that, an authority figure, a survivor herself, that Deshaun Watson absolutely would I mean, who wouldn't respect her? It still has not a lot to do, other than the character witness part, of what he allegedly did here. I didn't think it resonated as much as Rusty Harden. Rusty Harden was very much talking about, you know, we don't know what happened. He talked about the dangers of jumping to conclusions, and he's 100% right. It resonates. He's playing on the whole idea of put ourselves in Deshaun Watson's position. How would we feel if we were in this position and we didn't do anything? It was strong. It resonated. But again, what does it mean in terms of these cases?
It really doesn't mean much. And he himself, Rusty Harden, will say, you know, he wants it to play out in the court of law. So if you're to take him at that, it really doesn't mean anything in the big scheme of things. I do think there's some facts that have emerged.
Yeah,
at least
that's important,
courtesy of the defense. They acknowledge that there was sexual encounters. They say that those were consensual. You heard Mr. Quinones say, or Miss Quinones, excuse me, say that, you know, whenever someone got uncomfortable, it was immediately stopped. There's just a lot of questions that I have when it comes to these situations. Like, is there going to be? And again, we're gonna have to, if this goes to court, we're gonna have to get this. But was there like some predetermined sexual encounters that happened with these meetings? And again, they're all different, but was it predetermined in some situations? Was it just kind of a feel things out situation mm-hmm. and try to make the move and then just accept no for an answer? I don't really know. I just know that I was giving the defense the benefit of the doubt that these encounters, and we still don't know if all of them were, but these encounters weren't set up as massages, and then all of a sudden some random sexual intercourse happened. That'll be interesting to see, but we do know for a fact now that the acknowledgement of, and we heard the report from Vanessa Richardson of KPRC too, but again, those are reports. These are acknowledgements from the defense that the massages, how many ever there were, some of them were set up, and there was some sexual activity, which they claim all sexual activity was consensual. That's what we've heard. Those are the facts that we know.
Well, and that's where I think Tony Busby, his radar or his staff definitely went up a little bit. And I think, you know, Rusty Harden wants us to look at this logically, right? Okay, so let's look at it logically from the reality of setting up an interaction, I'll call it, with a massage therapist, and saying that it was consensual. This is where the logic fails me. I don't see it. If you are...
And again, this is John Lopez.
Yeah.
His thoughts on this and why it doesn't... Why the questions, why more questions emerge...
Right.
From J-Lo when he hears this.
If you're saying these were sexual interactions to whatever level that is, why in these 22 cases, allegedly, did those interactions stop abruptly? If I, you know, logically, I think most adults who have consensual interaction, sexual interaction with someone, and I don't mean to be crass here because I think it's a very important point, why would it all of a sudden stop?
Well, that's just there. That now we got to make this clear. That's just what the prosecution is claiming. The reason is because that's one account of what happened.
Right.
But
they're acknowledging it was massages. Deshaun Watson's side.
Some of them, yes.
They also have used the word consensual, which would an eighth grader would tell you consensual means they conceded, they acknowledged that there was going to be more than just a massage here. We haven't heard from Rusty's side on to what degree that consent went. Did they finish what they were there consenting to do? Because all we've heard from Tony Busby's side is that these sessions, so to speak, ended abruptly. And logic tells me if we are consenting to do something, we actually do it. We don't end it abruptly. That's where I'm sitting on this, like, Rusty's side is saying it was consensual, but they haven't denied, and they've had multiple opportunities now, they haven't denied that it actually didn't get to that.
But they have, and they also, but this is just one account. You're going by the lawsuits.
Logic.
But you're going by the lawsuits, too.
Well, but they acknowledge that he reached out. See, this is what, I never looked.
But as far as how it ended, that's one account. That is their account.
Exactly. I'm just using my opinion and logic. If you're saying, and Rusty Harden's defense of Deshaun Watson is saying, yes, he went up to 150 massage therapists or people who could give him a massage in a year's time. Yes, he reached out on Instagram. Yes, it was consensual. Now, what he didn't say is how far that consent went. But logic tells me after the accusations, that didn't necessarily happen. Why?
I'll just say this, and I'm pulling back the curtain because this kind of hits a little bit close to home for me. I'm just saying this. If we're acknowledging that massages were set up, we don't know how many, we don't know how the interactions went, and we're acknowledging that sexual intercourse happened, unless there's like some predetermined, and we've heard about these types of massage places, unless there's like some sort of predetermined situation where it's established at the very beginning, this is how the massage ends,
right,
blah blah blah. First of all, prostitution's illegal in the state of Texas, so that's another issue on itself. But second of all, as someone who has a sister who is a licensed massage therapist and an esthetician and is going through a lot of stuff right now, the idea or the possibility, and I'm not saying this is what happened, mm-hmm. but based on what Rusty Harden has said and based on what Tony Busby has said, the idea or the possibility of my sister, who's a massage therapist, going in there to massage Deshaun Watson and him just thinking he can kind of feel it out and see how far as it goes, regardless of what does or doesn't happen, the idea that someone that is a licensed massage therapist would be put in that position, again, we don't know, but it just seems like that might be what's about to be sold. That makes me absolutely sick that somebody's going into that, and it's just almost like a bumble date where you're kind of feeling it out. Again, I don't know what happened. I just know it's being acknowledged that massages were set up on Instagram, and sometimes there was consensual sex. If these women agree to the consensual sex before the massage, okay, that's an issue all in itself, and that's something completely separate that Deshaun and the court of law are going to have to play out. If one thing just led to another and it was consensual, they can talk that out as well. But if it's just some sort of feel out where I'm gonna schedule a massage and I'm gonna see how far I can push it, I don't give a rat's ass if, just like Miss Letitia just said, Quinones, I don't give a rat's ass if Deshaun just said, oh, she's uncomfortable, I'm gonna stop. The fact that you're just kind of feeling that situation out, that to me is a very, very hard sell. And as someone that it hits close to home with, that's a hard thing for me to accept. Again, it's a possibility, but that's very hard for me to hear and very hard for me to accept.
I totally agree with you right there, because first of all, is that your expectation? That this massage is going to automatically lead to something else? And certainly they've had 18 other therapists come forward and say that he was nothing but professional. Okay, that's true. But in these, that doesn't have anything to do with these 22 plaintiffs. If you go in there, and by the way, they haven't denied either. Now, they might once it gets further along.
Yeah, we'll hear what they say each encounter
is
like.
But they haven't denied that Deshaun provided his own small towel, that he flipped over and exposed himself to some degree. Now, they might well, deny all of that, but they haven't yet. And they have said that it was consensual. It just doesn't, logic tells you, number one, what you just said, is that the expectation for his massages? And number two, why didn't it actually consent to what he thought it consented to?
There's a lot of moving parts. Again, there's 9 names remaining that we expect that could be out there if they decide to do so. But that's just a hard, when it comes to the possibilities and it comes to the emerging questions after the facts that were presented last week, courtesy of the defense team, that's very, very strange. 713-572-4610. Kathy, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to comment about your analogy about, testing out, get an arm across the shoulder and seeing if it's a possibility. If that's really an innocent thing that happens with teenagers, exposing yourself and is more like a deviant person that gets arrested and goes to jail for doing that. It's not innocent. And for you to try to spin it in a way that, here is a possibility, a way that maybe Deshaun's not a creep. Obviously,
if you've listened to me, Kathy, and you think
I did.
Yeah, if you think I've expressed this as Deshaun couldn't possibly be a creep, I was giving an analogy, and I was just saying that that's a silly defense. I was more so trying to minimize.
Got it. Look. Okay, and another thing, the only other thing is to keep on saying I don't believe there was in any of the 22 claims. Other than the third one, which was forced oral sex, none of the others were intercourse. It was more about what you said, Landry, trying to expose yourself and thinking, being so arrogant, thinking, well, I'm going to expose myself and she's going to want to get it on.
Yeah.
It's almost like a bad porn movie.
Yeah, I'm with you, Kathy. Again, the only reason I'm using that analogy is because If the presentation, according to Ms. Quinones, is, she was uncomfortable, so it's cool, he stopped it. That to me, if this just is some sort of feel it out and see where it goes, that's not okay.
Right.
That's not okay. And I'm kind of rolling my eyes at that. She was also mentioning Rusty Harden's words there, not ours, if you're just tuning in, just so you know.
Correct.
Appreciate you, Kathy.
You know, the smell test, I'd love to see what Deshaun Watson's, sorry about that, what Deshaun Watson's defense would be to those specific questions of, if it was consensual, did they actually finish what they were consenting to? Because if they did not, that helps Tony Busby.
It's a very hard sell. And again, we don't know the sell yet, But it's a very hard sell for me to sit here and think that this is just some sort of like fill out process, especially with a sister who's worked in a spa and is licensed in multiple areas. It's very hard for me to envision you just kind of fill this out and see if one thing leads to another.
Right.
I think that's strange. And again, we don't know if that's going to be the defense, but to me, that's just that's if I did, if that is the case,
right?
That's more than creepy.
It is absolutely.
That's more than creepy.
Absolutely.
But the questions are emerging. There's another question when it comes to Deshaun Watson, as well as some theories. We'll hear from some more loopholes. We'll also hear from John Lopez whether or not he believes Deshaun Watson could still be heading with everything going on to the 305 next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
From the moment that I've spent time with this young man, I have no qualms telling you that I stand here unequivocally stating the things that he has been accused of, the things that he has been persecuted for in the public, he simply has not done.
All right, that was Leticia Quinones talking about Deshaun Watson. Rusty Harden going to meet with the media types 20 minutes right here on Sports Radio 610. We got some people that want to weigh in on this, 713-572-4610. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Just your overall gathering of everything we've discussed and all the reaction that we've gotten with this Deshaun Watson situation, J-Lo.
Well, it's still captivating and still the national story, first of all. Secondly, Rusty Harden's approach is becoming very, very clear. That is, put yourself in this position if you were not guilty of these allegations. And that resonates. He did a really good job there. I'm not so sure on what we just heard from Leticia Quinones, who clearly has experience as a survivor herself. But if I'm Tony Busby, I'm saying, yes, that is a very strong character stance, and she's a very strong character witness for Deshaun Watson. Still doesn't have a lot to do with this. She said unequivocally from her experience with Deshaun, this did not happen. She doesn't know that. That was an opinion. We don't know what did happen. But I think outside of you know, standing up for his character, what really is going on here is they're trying to put people in the position, put the needle in the center, as he put it, to be able to at least take into account, you know, he might be innocent of all these 22 allegations.
713-572-4610. Let's go to one of the biggest Deshaun Watson fans that we know. I know this has been a crazy offseason for her, even before all this was going on. The realization that Deshaun Watson was most likely never going to be in a Texans uniform again to where we are now with all the other questions. Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, this is my second time hearing Cassie. And I don't know what's going on in her mind, but she needs to calm the hell down. Now, I'm saying that to say this. Everybody has their own opinion and thoughts, but she is so she is so matter-of-fact. And I don't like that because I haven't even as a bigger fan, a Deshaun fan, I haven't always been matter-of-fact. Because I didn't sat down and been in tears like, come on, Deshaun, come on. We gotta come on. You gotta think better than this. You gotta be smarter than this. I have said this, and so that's why when people are so matter of fact, like he had to have done this, just because somebody cried, you know? Okay, I too am a survivor. I was a kid. I'm not gonna go into details. I was a kid, and my whole thing was when I listened to the description of what he was supposed to do, had done, I may be wrong, but I just feel like as a grown woman, when you walked in that room and saw his booty mooning the ceiling, you walk back out. You don't start the massage because it's already, you don't do it. You don't do it. If you go, you know, if don't put yourself in that position, just like he shouldn't have. I think both sides are culpable in this because unless he threw his penis at the door like he throws a 49-yard touchdown, well, then your hand, how did he make it over there? And, I mean, I'm just...
I kind of feel like Tony's doing what she's saying not to do. And yeah. I think that's kind of it's kind of ironic. She goes from don't be so absolute, don't be so direct. I feel like she went that way. When you listen to lawyers, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, there's going to be hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
Like Rusty Harden and his associates are going to go up there and say, let's let this play out in court. Let's not speak in absolutes. And then they're going to speak in absolutes.
Correct.
Rusty Harden's going to say, let's not let this play out in the media. But then he's going to have a one-hour press conference. There's going to be hypocrisy. It kind of comes with the territory of being a high-profile attorney in this type of situation.
Well, and what have I said to you a few times? Outside of a courtroom, when a lawyer talks, it's just words. Both sides. It's just words. In the courtroom is when it matters. So you can pretty much just about say anything, bring out anyone to say anything. So the press conference, to be fair to Tony there, the press conference itself and what they did, as much as it resonated across the country, it was still just words. It's the courtroom that's going to matter, and that's what's going to matter the most for Deshaun Watson.
And you've got to wonder, you know, what the conversations are now with Rusty Harden and Tony Busby, because a couple things have happened, and a couple things happened last week that I think you need to be made aware of. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. First of all these cases are now going to be brought in front of the same judge.
Yeah.
So I believe Judge Collier, who was the judge at 11 a.m. That made the ruling on 12 of the accusers. Judge Davis made the ruling on the one in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Collier is now going to have all 22. So I anticipate that maybe as early as this week, all 22 will have to put their names out there. And then that's where you figure out how many want to remain in. What does Deshaun Watson's legal team, how do they handle that type of situation? But those are the things that have happened that we do know now, as this does kind of shape up in court and kind of the circus, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
The public war of words, I don't want to say dies down, because I don't want to kill Tony Busby's social media. We could see that in a matter of minutes. But that it's kind of shaping up to where it's going to be all in front of both sides, not just one side.
And I think I still very much believe that there's going to be a settlement, no matter what Rusty Harden says regarding, yes, he wants to take it to court. What else is he going to say? Because he would lose a lot of leverage. I also feel that when you're talking in these absolutes outside of a courtroom, as I just mentioned, it doesn't mean a whole lot. It's playing the game of public opinion. Busby has done it. Rusty Harden has done it almost as publicly, because he's kind of responded to every public, you know, mentions that Tony Busby's had. Both sides are just trying to get in front of the opinion publicly.
And who do you think's gotten in front the most? I would say initially it was Busby. I would say now it's Rusty Harden. In the big scheme of things, it might not matter. But when you are Deshaun Watson and your name is your fame, and your name is what makes you legendary, as he's like to say, it does matter. And that's why, in the big scheme of things, Tony Busby doing what he's done, I think this is Rusty Harden's case, has done permanent damage to Deshaun Watson. Although Rusty did make it clear you can earn back money.
Yeah.
You can earn back money, but the reputation is what's hard to prepare.
And with repair. That in mind, that was when he said that, Landry, that was one of the reasons I thought he's really going to settle this. And I've thought that for weeks now, because all those details, very graphic details that Lauren Baxley in particular brought up about how what he did, how he turned over, how he touched her, what it made her feel like. Multiply that. It's going to be 22 of those in the court, if he goes to court, where everybody's going to hear all these allegations, very salacious things, as Rusty Harden himself said. You can't pull those back. You can't erase those from the public opinion. Even if he is ultimately found innocent of these plaintiffs' charges here, You can't erase that. So that's why he doesn't want more of that out in public. I think it's going to be a settlement.
COG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you here on Reaction Monday, Sports Radio 610. It's one thing for a prepared statement to be presented by an attorney. It's another thing for an attorney to face the media types, Thought the Houston media did an excellent job asking Rusty Harden all of the questions that a lot of people have, a lot of loopholes have. Shout out to the loopholes if you listen, you are one. We will hear Rusty Harden, the defense attorney for Deshaun Watson, face the fire next.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Rusty Harden, it's one thing to prepare statements and go up there and present them. We've seen that from Tony Busby. But meeting with the media types is the way in which the questions that most of us want to know. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. That's the way that they get answered. Here is Rusty Harden facing the fire of the media types amidst this Deshaun Watson legal battle. Pretty much all the questions that we get on the text line, 713-572-4610, on the Odyssey app. You can rewind and listen to any show over the course of a day. I strongly recommend In the Loop. Strongly recommend a subscription. But all the questions that you have were asked to Rusty Harden, the attorney for Deshaun Watson, and this is what it sounded like when Deshaun Watson's attorney faced the fire.
So are you saying that on Instagram, Deshaun reached out to some of these women on Instagram booking a legitimate massage and then engaged in consensual sex acts with some of these women?
No, I'll put it another way. I mean, you could get that from what I'm saying. That in some of these massages, there's going to be no question. We've never run from it. Our first announcement has always been about consent. That on some occasions, some sexual activity would have taken place. I'm not going into what it is or how, you know, the nature or the numbers or with whom. But I think you can rightfully assume that. The question always that we have always been emphasizing, never at any time, under any circumstances, just as Letitia said, did this young man ever engage in anything that was not mutually desired by the other party.
Have you heard from HPD or the NFL? And if so, what have those conversations been?
The question was if we heard from HPD about this or the NFL. We have not heard anything from HPD, and I suspect they're going to be incredibly careful in light of the allegations Mr. Busby made about a family connection. Most of the time, I wouldn't expect to until they have talked to a bunch of witnesses. I think one reason we've already encouraged these women to report these offenses, that they contend are offenses, for two reasons. I believe that's where this kind of thing always ought to start, is with law enforcement. And the second is, I think responsible law enforcement, and I believe these folks have, I haven't met them, I don't know what officers have the case, for instance, is going to want to talk to all these people because they're all potential witnesses to the nature of their conduct. Sorry. So short answer, after a long answer, is no, have not heard from HPD at all. I have not also heard from the NFL, but the NFL usually does the same thing. They want law enforcement, particularly when once the case is reported to law enforcement. The history of these is the NFL may be privately gathering documents and information they can, but they generally try to wait until law enforcement is full with their investigation before they do something. Because that's really the only thing that's fair to both sides. So, no, we have not been in touch with any representatives of the NFL nor the police, but we do understand both are looking at it.
Rusty, I know you haven't heard from HPD, but do you know how many criminal complaints have been filed against Deshaun? I know one was publicized, yeah. But Tony said there was two or three.
So. No, Tony is our only source of information on that. My understanding is in his last press conference, he said two women had. Now, whether some others have come forward, I don't know. So she had 12 and one, so 13 cases. He's been ordered to amend. He's indicated he's probably going to amend all of them now with the women's names. If I don't know whether that number has changed, but I would encourage any and all of those women who believe that they've been wrong to report it to the police. I strongly am an advocate of that. Anytime a woman thinks she has a legitimate complaint, she should go to law enforcement and be encouraged. In fact, one of the things that bothered us is this idea that he didn't trust HPD, so that discourages women to do it. And I think that's wrong.
Are you going to be representing Deshaun in front of or with NFL investigators as well when that time comes? And do you anticipate him fully cooperating with them?
I will be representing Deshaun in all of this as long as he hasn't decided that I've screwed it up so badly he wants another attorney. All right.
He's 25 years old. He's 25 years old.
Right.
He's accused in 22 civil lawsuits involving sexual misconduct, lost millions of dollars in sponsorships. What does Deshaun Watson want people to know right now?
He wants any vehicle he can to restore his reputation for things he feels strongly he didn't. He's not talking to y'all because of me. It's as simple as that. And that's why he ended up not showing. He was available to be here today. He was in my office. I think I saw you right after we left court to say he might or may not be here because it was going to be a decision made at the last minute. And I finally decided, since we weren't going to allow him to answer y'all's questions, what the hell was he doing sitting up here? I mean, it was just listen to all of us talk about him. So ultimately, it didn't make sense. But what he wants more than anything is to get back his reputation. You're right. The money? Yes. Yeah, please. Letitia has something. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I can tell you this wholeheartedly, what he wants you to know, because we've had these conversations millions of times. He wants you to know that his mother raised a respectable young man. He wants you to know that he is responsible to his communities, to the women that grew up around him, and to women he doesn't know, including the two women when he got his first check, that he gave them a portion of it because he told someone he would, and he kept his word on that. He wants you to know that he is a man of character, a hard-working young man who has earned everything that has ever been given to him, and that he would not throw it away by disrespecting young women and assaulting them sexually because he doesn't have that to do. And so when you ask what would he want you to know, he would want you to know that his mother raised a respectable young man who would never violate a woman's conscience because it would violate his own.
And he would want you to know that the full tapestry of his life is relevant in trying to decide the validity of these charges. He wants you to do exactly what Letitia said earlier. Take into consideration what he has been like until all this happened in the public mind and make that a relevant piece of evidence. He would want you to know he didn't ask those 18 women to come forward. He didn't do that, and we didn't ask most. Most of them contacted us. And we never suggested the fact that 18 women spoke so well of him, and there were many more, that meant, therefore, he wasn't guilty of anything wrong. We meant only as you go to make up your mind about whether this guy is the demon and the sexual predator that he's been accused of by Mr. Busby, as you go make up your mind, look at all these factors, the very things that she's talking about, the full tapestry of that man's life. All due respect, what we witnessed here is a new model for extortion. That's all. You bleed it out, you keep saying it, and you keep talking about it. You say it's not about money when the whole thing happened. One of the things I haven't seen y'all talk about much that might be worth noting. One of the women that testified at the press conference on Wednesday, or was there and spoke, the issue was, she said, this is not about money. But the fact is, if Sean's people, you've since seen in writing, if they had been willing to pay her $100,000, she would never have said a word. Now, I don't know how she was willing to go forward, and she has every right to do that if she thinks she has a right for a suit. But if you're somebody like Deshaun, well, wait a minute, she wanted me to pay $100,000, and she would never say anything about it. And only when we said we wouldn't pay are these allegations made. Is it unheard of for a demand to be made in civil litigation? No, it's not unheard of. Is it wrong for somebody to make a demand? No. But those are all relevant facts in deciding the credibility of the facts. And what Deshaun would want is, isn't the way I've led my life before these allegations at least relevant in deciding whether I did what I'm being accused of now? And we think it is. He would want you to have, as an act of faith, he didn't do it until somebody proves he did.
You're listening to Rusty Harden's Q&A right here on Sports Radio 610.
Proves he did.
Mr. Harden, two questions. The first one, you've mentioned 150 massages a year. Right now we know 40 women that have come forward, 22 accusing him of sexual assault, 18 who are defending his actions or the process. The question the public has right now is why? Why seek so many massage therapists?
Yeah, think about it. The numbers I started out. Think about it. Just figure out how many massages, 2 to 3 a week. And that's been his schedule for about 4 years. These are all on this. And those 18 were not just for the year 2020. These allegations, I think that, as I said, I think all 22 have to do with 2020. You have to remember, the landscape and the availability of all of these things changed for 2020, the middle of March of 20, till now. Sure, it's a lot. And there is, it's because he got a lot of massages.
But during COVID, why go through so many different people exposing himself to that?
And why, that's a very valid question, because the answer is they're just not, there's not some group sitting out there waiting to give massages. And the NFL doesn't have them. The teams don't have them. I think one of the biggest misunderstandings is, I think if you check with most players, some players I read say, well, I usually pick the same person and try to use that person as possible. All of that changed last year. You didn't have a group of people over in your room ready to get. And let's just talk about, I don't really want to belabor this too much, but let's look at his schedule. He's a quarterback. He's a pro quarterback. His schedule is longer than everybody else's, and it's more unpredictable. He may not know until 11 o'clock at night what time he's got available tomorrow. Some of these 18 women, and by the way, we just quit at 18 because I was determined not to try to do 23 and 22 or any of that silliness. These are women who were willing to put their name to it, unlike the women who sued us. That's a relevant factor for people to consider. At any rate, he would want to say is, he'd call up one of these spas and he'd say that had like 5, 6, 7 masseuses. I need a massage at 3. Do you have somebody available? And that would do it. And the next time it might be somebody else. But you do 2 to 3 a week. And he, unlike a lot of athletes, I think we'll find, he did that more consistently even in the off season than most. Some of them dropped down in the off season. Deshaun didn't. He earns his money in his balance and his ability and his strength and his ability to escape. Those kind of things were what he wanted worked on his massages, and he got a bunch of them, no question.
And then one follow-up, Ms. Quinones said that he never coerced women to do anything, but according to Busby's screenshots and messages, he asked women to wear specific things. If he's getting massages, why does it matter what a massage therapist is wearing?
Oh, you're off on other stuff. I could start doing all of that with the facts, et cetera. Yeah, I'm really not going to get into what Tony has said, because that's a long, long trip down the line. We'll be glad to answer all of those questions. There'll be depositions. There'll be everything else. At the end of the day, I want to look for something that's wrong, not something that somebody is saying in a personal injury lawsuit. Yes.
You know, how many are still waiting for this emergency motion? And then in addition to that, when will you hear about these names? And then can you just touch on the consolidation agreement that you guys
Pardon me?
The consolidation agreement that you guys agreed on.
Yeah,
today.
Real quickly. So what she's talking about is, so what's left that haven't, that this hasn't, the motion hasn't been granted, and what was the agreement? The agreement that Mr. Busby and I reached is all of the cases, we think that judges are going to order all of them there, but that's still up to the judges to their order. All of them will go to this particular judge this morning at 11, Judge Collier, for all pretrial matters. When a case gets ready to be tried and gets to that stage, then that case will go to the judge whose court it was originally filed in. So all of the discovery and depositions and all of that things will probably be combined before Judge Collier for all 22 cases, probably, but the individual judges are going to make the decision. So right now, only 13 cases have been spoken for. And my guess is that the same ruling will ultimately be decided. But those judges all still have the right to make their individual ruling.
Deshaun has maintained innocence from the get-go. So what's his take on why this is happening? You know, why does he think that these women started all of this? You know, he says he's innocent.
You know, first of all, he doesn't have a take. I mean, he's dumbfounded. He is truly dumbfounded. If y'all remember, the landscape of these cases and the public attitude really kind of changed when the third lawsuit was filed. For him, think about this. Watching this whole thing, the number of courts, the number of lawsuits, the constant pressure. I mean, if you're the average citizen that's never been caught up in anything like this, is insane. I mean, that's really his reaction. When I told him of that first allegation in the third lawsuit that somehow he used force in something, I didn't know him at the time. When I told him, he was in disbelief. He asked me 2 or 3 times, I forced her? He'd go, and then he just started crying. That's his reaction. And that's the thing for y'all to remember.
Mr. Hardin, you have discussed some of the details and the allegations. Another one that was consistently brought up was that Mr. Watson was nude. Do you have any response to these accusations that he was nude and they were
I'm apologizing. Would you say both your lead-in again and then the question?
Yes, sir.
Because I wasn't sure I heard all of it.
Of course. So you went through some of the you addressed some of the specific allegations in the suits. One of those that was consistent was the allegations that Mr. Watson was nude, and that wasn't something that the masseuse had agreed upon or was comfortable with. Do you have any response to those allegations?
Well, I've since learned through this that nudity is not rare in these massages. So I wasn't aware that anybody agreed one way or the other to that at the beginning. So I would have to see what the individual woman did and see how she responds when questioned about it. I'd be a little surprised if masseuses really were shocked or surprised or uncomfortable with the man wanting to be nude. I think you'll find, and many of these women talked about it, the 18 that were willing to put their name to it, it's not unusual that a lot of these guys would prefer that. And all that happens is the therapist says, no, I'm going to put a sheet over you, and that's it. And that's what their experience was. So I don't understand that allegation, and I think that's something that will be dealt with in individual cases.
And further, again, some of the lawsuits said that he refused. Have you all addressed that? Have you addressed that with your client?
No. First of all, we don't know who that is. That's been part of the problem for him to recall. That'll get taken care of in the next week or two.
Well, Lauren Baxley had said that he was nude and that they were not comfortable with that. Have you been able to address
look, here's the thing. Allegations? I'm trying very, very hard not to condemn or fuss about any of the individuals. I will say to you, if that is the case, why does one go forward? But I don't know what the true facts were. I haven't met them. I've seen them. One in the press conference, and I gather in the letter. Are you saying the second lady said that too in the letter? Because there are only two people
right,
I know.
Right, Lauren Baxley and Ms. Ashley Solis. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Look, I'm not going to get into the individual matters, but I would ask people to look and see if that makes sense. Yes, ma'am.
First quick thing. Do you guys intend to fight these in trial, all 22 cases?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I don't want to keep you too much longer. Do you
sure.
have just
Mr.
a couple
Hardin,
more
one
questions?
Quick question. Are you okay with, when in all of the cases, if the women do decide to reveal their identities, to make sure that that is just given between the two camps but not made public, to, like you mentioned, prevent the women, if they are identified, from getting, like we saw today Mr. Busby say, that Ashley Solis has gotten rape threats? Are you willing to make sure that those names aren't public but just revealed to you, to your team, and
no.
to your client?
No. I believe it is important in the open courts, we've said it this morning, the open courts provision and the statute, the law in Texas says we are entitled to know who the accuser is and is the public. The open courts provision is the public is entitled to know. And I would hope the only way these accusations or these allegations can be looked at as thoroughly as y'all have looked at us is for you to know who the accuser is, just like us. I think that when somebody makes this kind of accusation, it is only appropriate for people to look into the accuser as well as the accused. Because how else do you know? All right? Anybody else? Hey, thank you all a lot. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
It's Rusty Hardin, attorney of Deshaun Watson. A lot to unpack. We'll get more into that a little later. Also going to hear Lovie Smith, probably the worst press conference I've ever heard, at least from a Texans coach. David Culley's off the hook.
That's strong, man.
Don't know exactly what Lovie Smith was talking about, but it was probably the worst press conference that I have ever heard.
That's really strong.
Pandering gone wrong. The worst press conference ever from the defensive coordinator of your Houston Texans next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.